And a woman dubbed the Ketamin Queen has pleaded guilty to selling drugs that ultimately led to the death of Friends actor Matthew Perry. Jasveen Sanga, who's 42, pleaded guilty to 5 charges in Los Angeles on Wednesday, including one count of distributing ketamine resulting in death or bodily injury. Steve Futterman, US-based journalist, joins us now. It's such a sad case, isn't it, Steve? Remind us of the facts here.
Well, the sad part is that Matthew Perry was very open about his struggles for many, many years with substance abuse, alcohol, drugs, etc. He became sober for a while, but then at the very end, the final months of his life, he started taking ketamine, initially prescribed by a doctor for anxiety and depression. But then he wanted more and more, and he went on the street. And this is what happened. He found people who were willing to supply it to him. He was overdosed. Jasveen Sanga, she supplied 51 vials of ketamine to him in his final weeks. And basically, the final day of his life, three of those doses were given to him by his personal assistant. And that's what authorities believe led to his death.
And tell us more about this woman, Jasveen Sanga, the Ketamine Queen, as she's nicknamed.
Well, yeah. Well, authorities believe that she was a very, very large dealer in Southern California, providing ketamine to other suppliers who would then give them to people who desperately wanted this drug for depression, for anxiety, for other reasons. Ketamine has become a more popular drug in recent years, used by people in the showbiz community, but also outside of showbiz as well, to deal with some of these issues. That's grown now, like I said, in popularity. She, though, was a major, major supplier. As we said, the authorities said she had this nickname, the Ketamine Queen. Mm-hmm. And again, she was the supplier. He had another supplier, too, but she was the one who supplied him with the fatal doses.
And as you're saying, Steve, as far as I understand it, ketamine can be prescribed legally. And in fact, Matthew Perry was getting legal ketamine treatment at some point, wasn't he?
That's right. For a while he was. But then when he got off of it, he wanted more and more. He became basically addicted to it. And he wanted more and more, found some doctors in San Diego. There were originally 5 people charged. They have now all pled guilty. 2 doctors, the woman, the Ketamine Queen, Jasveen Sanga, also his personal assistant, and then another acquaintance of Matthew Perry. And we've been hearing for the last year or so, as these cases have progressed, stories of one of the doctors who was charged and pled guilty going to a parking lot in Southern California, meeting Matthew Perry and injecting him with the ketamine. He desperately wanted the ketamine. And as I said, on the last day of his life, 3 doses of ketamine were injected into him by his personal assistant.
What kind of sentence could Jasveen Sanga get here?
Well, we expect her to get a very lengthy sentence, up to 65 years in prison. Unclear what she will get. There are federal guidelines that basically spell out what the judge can give her. She will be back in court on December 10th for the sentencing. And it's going to be a very, very lengthy prison sentence. It may not be 65 years, but it's going to be a lengthy time in prison for her.
And it's just such a sad ending, isn't it? Dying alone in a tub for a man who, Matthew Perry, who was associated with being a friend in one of the most successful TV shows ever, Friends.
Yeah. And he was really beloved. I mean, you talked to him, and I've talked to many of the people who worked with him. He was just a wonderful person. Many of us know his stepfather very well. He was in the news business. A wonderful person, beloved by everyone. Just had these demons, the substance demons with alcohol, with drugs. For a while, he seemed to be succeeding in kicking it. But then at the very end, it came back, it got to him. And in the end, it caused his death.
Steve Futterman, thank you very much indeed for that. The time now, 7:25.